Shalom to all. Today's office is about Daf Peches, and we are starting the eighth line with the word Gufa. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shamal Shad Haven Aliyah. And the Gemara says Gufa. We had mentioned previously. Amar Shmuel says Hanetel Klima Uma Lavakroi. Someone who takes a kli from a craftsman in order to check it out. He wants to buy it. So he picks it up. He's taking a look at it, analyzing it from all different sides to make sure that everything's okay. Venenas Biyadai. And something happened. An Einus happened. Maybe he dropped it. Maybe squeezed it too hard and it broke. Chayiv. He has to pay for that. Now here's a clarification of this. Vahanimili Hu Dekitzi Demeha. That's only if it has a set price. If it has a set price, so everyone knows how much it costs. The moment that he picks it up, we assume that he basically intends to be cutting it right now, because chances are it's going to turn out to be perfectly okay, and therefore it's already considered his the moment he picks it up. Now we're going to have a few stories about this. Who got this fellow to Albay Tivcha? He went to the butcher. Agba Atma de Misra. He picked up a piece of leg meat to check it out, and Bahayat Agba, while he picked it up, Asa Parsha, a horseman came by, Miram Mine, grabbed it from him and rode off. Asa Kamei de Riemer, Akim de Riemer, Chayv Lishlumi de Meo. He was Machayv, this customer, to pay for the money of this meat. Bahani Mili, who the Kitsi de Meo, that's only if it has a set price, and that's because, again, when he picked up the meat, for all intents and purposes, he intended to be kind it, and therefore, this einus that happened while it was in his hand, he's chai for, not the butcher. And another story, who got was a fellow, the icy car, Lefum Nara, he brought curry, which is gourd. He brought a whole shipment of gourd to this place called Pum Nara, also Kula Alma, Shakal Karakara. Everyone flocked around him, taking gourd, they wanted to buy it, and he got so overwhelmed because he didn't know who took and who owed money. Amalahu, he told everyone, Harein Mugdash Lashamayim, all these gourds, they're hektish, I'm dedicating them to the base of Mikdash. Also, they came to Rav Kahana. Amalahu, he told him, Ain't all the Mikdash Darashayna Shaloya. A person can't be Mikdash something that's not his. And once again, Hani Mili, who the Kitsi Demayu, that's only if they had a set price. In other words, the moment the potential customer picked up a gourd, he intended to be kind it, and therefore the seller is not able to be makdish them. Aval, however, like Kitsi Demayu, if they didn't have a set price, Rishus Mariah Kaimi, they're still in the Rishus of the seller, Vishaber Akdish, and then he wasn't able to make it hektish. And now we look at this din from another aspect. Turn around, we have a Braiso, Halakecherek Menashok, a person's buying vegetables from the marketplace. Uber Vihiniach, and he's checking and putting to the side. Basically, he walks into the Arkan, and he's sifting through all the different vegetables or fruits, picking and choosing which one's good, which one's not, putting some to the side that he wants, putting others to the side that he doesn't want. Afilu kalyam kulay, even if he's doing this the entire day, loy kana, he doesn't acquire anything that he lifts up, blenis chayv meiser, and he's not chayv to separate meiser from any of these. We're talking about buying from an ama aretz, and ama aretz is assumed not to have separated meiser, and therefore, if he were to have been kind of them, so then he would have to separate meiser. But here, since he's just being bir veiniach, he's really just sorting through to see which is good and which isn't, so it's not considered like he's kind of them, and he's not chayv in meiser. However, garam b'li l'knoisai, if he had gemiras das, if he thought to himself, I want to be kind of these things that I'm taking, so then kana, he is cutting them when he just simply picks them up, and is chayv meiser, and he does have to separate meiser. Now here's the problem, lachzira yefsher, he can't put these back onto the shelf, shekvar is chayv meiser, because already chayv meiser, and since he's a chaver, he's a person who's trusted with trumas meisres, he can't give something to somebody, which basically is putting these vegetables back onto the shelf, that don't have meiser taken off of them, and lachzira yefsher, he can't separate meiser either before he puts them back, shekvar mechisim bedamim, because now he's making them worth less money. Let's say he picked up a bundle of 10 vegetables, and he's going to take off one of them for meiser, well now he's only putting back 9, not 10, and he's making the store owner lose. Okay, so what's he supposed to do? He separates the meiser from them, he keeps that for himself, and he has to pay the store owner for those that he took from meiser. I think, well, hold on one second. Just because he thought to himself, okay, I want to buy these, he acquires them to such an extent that now he, the customer, is chayv to separate meiser from them? How does that make sense? So Rav Shai, he answers, over here we're talking about somebody who has really yours shemayim, kigun Rav Safra, for example, Rav Safra, the kain ben Avshay, he really kept to the following pasuk, v'daiver emes b'vavoy, and speaks truth in his heart. The Rashbam brings a story of Rav Safra. He was saying Kriyashma, and a person approached him offering to buy something from him for a certain price, but since he was saying Kriyashma, he didn't respond, and the person thought that he just wanted more money, so he upped his price, saying, I'll buy it from you even for more, and when Rav Safra finished Kriyashma, he said, no, your original price was agreeable to me, I just couldn't respond, because I was saying Kriyashma, that's somebody who's daiver emes b'vavoy, so a person like this, if he walks into the store, and he picks up vegetables and intending to be kind to them, he's somebody who would have to separate meiser from them, even if he decides ultimately to put them back, and he would have to do this thing of separating the meiser and paying the store owner for that which he's taking. And moving on to another Mishnah, now we're going to be getting into a detailed discussion of weights and measures. Hasitoin mekanech midoisav echad l'shloshim yoyim, a wholesaler has to wipe down his measures once every 30 days. This is actually a modern day Hebrew term as well. There's something called shuk hasitoin haim. It's a wholesaler's marketplace, and these people, they have to wipe down their liquid measurements once every 30 days because they're using them so often, they have to make sure that no buildup occurs on them, and therefore once every 30 days is what they're required to do. But a regular person who doesn't sell so often, he only has to wipe down his liquid measurements once every 12 months. However, Rishim Gamliel says the exact opposite. If he's a wholesaler, so there's enough time for wine or oil, for example, to congeal on the measuring cup, and therefore he only has to wipe them down once every 12 months. Whereas Baal Bayis, since he only sells every once in a while, there's a lot of time for wine or oil or things like that to congeal on the measuring cups, and therefore a Baal Bayis would have to wipe down once every 30 days. The mission continues, a store owner that sells all the time, Shabbos, he has to wipe down his measurements twice every week. And he has to wipe down his weights. These are the weights that are put on one side of the balancing scale. Those have to be wiped down once a week. And he has to wipe down the actual scale in between every single weighing so that things don't get stuck on it and make it weigh more than it actually is. Now, Rosh Hashanah tells us, when was it said, belach, only when we're talking about liquid things that could get stuck to the weights or to the scales. Aval biyavish, when we're talking about dry things, such as wheat or barley, for example, einay tzarech, he doesn't have to wipe down the scales or the measuring things. That's because nothing's getting stuck. Anto pechas ha'am beza on top with more dinim, v'chayv lachriya loy tafach. He has to tilt the scales a tafach. The Gemara is going to explain this referring to a place where the minhag was that they tilted the scales, and therefore when the store owner is measuring out for the customer, when he sees that basically the weights and the product sold are even, he has to add on more product so that side is a tefach lower than the weight side of the scale. What about hayshakalai ayin ba'ayin? Let's say he's measuring out evenly. That's what ayin ba'ayin is. Basically, it's referring to a place where they make sure that everything is perfectly even and they don't add on to the scale, tipping it over to one side. But we still have this din that the store owner has to give the customer a little bit more. So if he's not adding it on to the scale, what does he do? Nice and like Yerumin, he has to add on extra afterwards, after it's taken off the scale. And how much extra is added on? Echala asar balach, 1/10 with liquid measures, echala esrim biyavish, and 1/20 with dry measures, and this is going to be discussed in the Gemara. On another din, makam shenagu lamud bedaka, lo yamud begasa, and begasa lo yamud bedaka. If it's a place that their minug is to measure things out in a daka, in a small kli that holds a kav, so they're not allowed to measure out in a large kli that holds a saw. That's what a gasa is. And the opposite is true as well. And also limchaik lo yigdash, and ligdash lo yimchaik. If the minug is to be maichek, to smooth out the measurement, and not allow it to be heaped up, so he's not allowed to sell it in a heap measurement. And if the minig is to sell it in a heap measurement, he's not allowed to smooth it out. Because in all these cases, if he does the opposite, something's going to end up being dishonest over here, either for the meicher or for the lekeach. Now the Gemara begins by asking Munan Amili, how do we know this? How do we know that the proprietor of the store, the chenveni, has to add more onto the customer side of the scale so that it tips down with the customer clearly receiving a little bit more? So Amar Shlakish says, Damar Kruk, as the pasuk says, Evan Shlema Vetzedek, a whole and just Evan. Evan over here is referring to a weight that's being used. And what do we learn from this extra word tzedek, which we don't really need? We could just say Evan Shlema. Why do we have to have this extra word of tzedek? It tells us tzedek mishalecha v'tenloi. You shall act with tzedkus. You shall act righteously and just and give him a little bit of your own. Meaning even though he's just buying a pound of whatever it is, you have to give him a pound and a little bit, and that's mishalecha. That's from your own, even though he's not paying for it. Ask the Gemara, Yach, if that's really so, I'm a seifa. What about the next part of the Mishnah? Ayashekolai ayin ba'ayin, that if they measure out perfectly even and the minig is not to tip the scale, nice like Yerumin, so he has to add on extra afterwards. Well, if you're telling me the tipping of the actual scale is da'iraisa, because we just quoted a pasuk, how could they even do such a thing? How could they have this minug that they make sure that the product is perfectly even with the weight and they don't tip extra? We have this pasuk that tells us that the actual scale has to be tipped in the favor of the customer. And the Gemara says, you're right, and this is the way we've been explaining it. The Rish is talking about a place where they had the minug to do this. And Rish Lakish's pasuk is being quoted on the seifa, namely, if their minug was that they keep the scale perfectly even, nice and like Yerumin, he has to give him extra. Minani Mili, how do we know this? Amr Shlakish, it's on this. Rish Lakish said, Amr Kro, we have a pasuk, Vitzedek, we have this extra word Vitzedek, and what does this tell us? Tzedek Mishalcha, Vitelloi, you have to act righteously and just with your own, and you have to give him extra. After you take it off the scale, you still have to make sure to give him extra. Now we clarify Vikam and Yerumin, how much is this extra that has to be added on? Amr Vav Ramamal Amr Rav, he explains, Echem Asar Bilitra, 1/10 of a litra, which is a certain measurement, Bilach, when we're dealing with a liquid measurement, Lasar Litrin, per 10 litrin. So basically, it's 1/10 of a litra when we're measuring out 10 litrin of liquid, and that turns out to be 1/100 that has to be added on. And the Mishnah also said, Echal asar balach, v'echal esrim biyavesh v'chulu. So we might ask the following question, Hechi ka'amr, what's the Mishnah telling us? Echal me'asar balach, la'asara delach, that the extra that has to be added on is 1/10 when we're dealing with a liquid measurement, and that's where we're dealing with 10 measures of this liquid measurement, basically 1/100. V'echal me'esrim biyavesh, la'esrim diyavesh, but when we're dealing with dry things, it's 1/20 when we're dealing with 20 of these measures, which turns out to be 1/400. Idilma, maybe what the Mishnah is telling us is Echem Asara La'asara Delach, which is the way we explained it. That's 1/100. La'asim Yavesh, or 20 measurements of Yavesh, of dry. In other words, it's 1/10 of a litra when we're dealing with 20 measurements of dry. And the Gemara concludes, Teiku. Now we just talk a little bit about the spiritual side of proper weights and measures. Amar Rav Levi, Rav Levi says, Kasha Anjin Shal Midas, Yosem Anjin Shal Arayas. The punishment of not keeping proper weights and measures is harsher than the Einish of Arayas. Shazen Narvahen El, v'zen ramahen, ele. When talking about arayis, it uses the word el, as in the word these, and when discussing midas, it uses the word ele, which is a longer word, showing that it's harsher. By the pasuk of arayis, it says, es ha-toyevois ha-el, and by midas, it says, kol oisei ele, which is clarified. clarify, umay mashma the high el kashahu. How do we know that this word el is kasha? The chsiv, because the pasuk says ves elei haaretz lakach, and he took the elei haaretz, the strong people of the land. So we see the word el can mean harsh or strong. However, the gemara asks, gabay rais nami haksev ele. By rais, we also have the word ele. So it doesn't just say the word el by rais; it uses the word ele as well. And we answer hulim ute midas mikares. That's coming to exclude midas, improper weights and measurements, from the punishment of kares. Namely, by the pasuk of rais, when it says ele, it's telling us that these one is going to be chayav kares for, but not by proper weights and measures. Well, that the gemara has velamayad fayu. So then, how are they harsher? In what way is midas stricter than rais? If rais is kares and midas doesn't, it seems to be that rais is worse than midas. And the answer is the hasam efshar b'tshuva. By rais, a person could technically do tshuva. V'hacha by midas lo efshar b'tshuva. A person can't do tshuva because if he's cheating people that are coming to him and he wants to do tshuva, he can't possibly track down all those customers to give them back that which he cheated them. And therefore, since he's unable to do tshuva, that makes it much harsher. And we continue. Vamar Rav Levi says kasha gezel hadyat yesem gezel gavaya. It's harsher stealing from a person than stealing from gavaya, from Hashem, stealing from the Beis Hamikdash. Shezeh hektem chet l'me'ila, v'zeh hektem me'ila l'chet. This one, the word chet comes before the word me'ila, and this one, the word me'ila comes before the word chet. When the pasuk talks about stealing from a person, it says nefesh kisechta. So first it talks about the sin, and then it says umala mal b'Hashem. So we see the word chet comes before the me'ila. Whereas by stealing from hektish, it says kisimol mal v'chata b'shkaga. And another member, Vamar Rav Levi says baru eish loik min zakash baruch hu mizbas v'adam. Akash baruch hu's mida is not like a regular person. Akash baruch hu berchis shol be'esum u'shtayim. Hashem gave brachas to Am Yisrael with 22 letters of the alphabet, uklon b'shmayna, and he only cursed them with 8 letters. Berchon me'esum u'shtayim. He blessed them with the 22 letters of the alphabet. Because in Parshas Bichu Kaisai, what does it say? Me'im bichu kaisai ad kamimius. And it starts off im bichu kaisai teilechu, and im is an aleph, and the brachas end off with the word kamimius, which ends off with the letter tuf. And so we see brachas go from aleph all the way till tuf. Uklon b'shmayna, the curses were only with 8. Where do we get this from? Me'im bichu kaisai tim asu ad v'eschu kaisai gal nafsham. And these are the close up Parshas Bichu Kaisai, starting from the letter vav of ve'im bichu kaisai until the letter mem of gal nafsham. Whereas ve'ilu marshabenu, when it comes to marshabenu, berchon b'shmayna uklon b'esum u'shtayim. He did the opposite. He gave brachas only with 8, and the curses were with 22. Berchon b'shmayna, the brachas were with 8. Petis on alaf on top. Me v'hayim shemaya tishma ad la'avdam. So the brachas were from letter vav until letter mem, and uklon b'esum u'shtayim. He gave them curses with 22. Me v'hayim loisishma ad ve'ein kaine from letter vav until the letter hey. Now vav is obviously after the letter hey, so that means that we're going through an entire cycle of the aleph bays from vav till the end, and once again from the beginning all the way till the letter hey, and that's 22. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's midah is obviously way greater than the midah of a regular basar v'dam. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss different measurements. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.